Hello, hello. Welcome to our first episode on Sports Podcast. Today we're going to be doing a Week 14 preview. Our first game is going to be the Patriots versus the Rams. What do you guys think about that game?
I think it's going to be a good defensive game here against the Rams defense. And the Patriots offense is also on the peak side coming up in this game.
Yeah, I think the Patriots, this is going to be a really close game. But the Rams have an advantage with a better defense and a better offense.
Now, fantasy-wise, I want to start Cooper Kupp and Robert Woods.
Yeah.
I know it's a little struggle,
on the Patriots, I don't know really. I don't really think you should start anyone really against this Rams number one, pretty much top D. So, yeah. I'm going to say the final score is going to be 28-21, Patriots. I mean, Rams.
Now,
sorry.
Now, I have a low-scoring game. I have 20-17 Rams. Zach, what about you? Okay.
Let's go to the next game.
Denver Broncos versus the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, this one's going to be a good game, but I think there's definitely a team that's definitely in favor here. I think the Panthers will win this game. I think they got everything that they need to beat this Broncos D, and the Broncos D is not really, it's not really good.
But remember, without DJ Moore, Teddy Bridgewater's probably favorite target to throw to. I believe he's out.
I still think. And Curtis Samuel's out.
So.
But I think Robbie Anderson.
Robbie Anderson, big game, start him.
Yeah.
Now, is Christian McCaffrey back this week?
I believe so. He's questionable.
Questionable with maybe a shoulder injury? I forget now.
I would still start him if he plays.
All right.
So my score prediction is going to be low scoring, 17-10 Panthers.
I got 24-10 Panthers as well.
All right, next game, Titans versus the Jaguars.
I don't know about this game. It's probably going to be a blowout here.
This one's either going to be a blowout or it's going to go the other way.
Yeah. Derrick Henry versus a sorry back four.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think Titans are going to crush the Jaguars. I mean, Jaguars are sticking with good teams. You saw them against the Vikings. I mean, they stuck with them.
And Josh Allen coming off a very good game against the Vikings.
Yeah.
And I think he'll play pretty well against the hurt Titans O-line.
So I'm going to say the Titans are going to win 31-17.
I'm going to say 38-10. 38-10.
All right.
I know.
Game.
It's a little.
Next game, Vikings versus Bucks. This one, I feel like this is going to be closer than people expect. The Vikings are coming off really, I mean, last week wasn't a very big win, but they're coming off wins here. And the Bucks, they're coming off close wins and losses, you know, so this one will be a good one, but I think the Bucks will still win. Their team is just too good. So I think I think you start Jefferson. You should maybe even start Cousins. But
you could start Adam Thielen as well.
Yes.
And Dalvin Cook, obviously.
Yeah. And you start pretty much the regular people on the Bucks, like
the defense,
Gronk and Tom Brady and all those. I mean, with our QBs, it depends who your QB is. If it's Patrick Mahomes, yeah, you don't start them, but you know what, you guys, you know what we mean. So I'm gonna take the Bucks 31-28.
I'm gonna say 28-17.
Yeah. Then the next game, I feel like this one's gonna be close. Chiefs versus the Dolphins. Chiefs are coming off a close win against the Broncos, which it's not. I mean, and the Dolphins are coming off a win too. So
yeah,
this one is gonna be closer than people expect too, because Patrick Mahomes is and Tyreek Hill. They're gonna do what they usually do. So you start them. I don't know if you start Hilaire. It depends if he's gonna play too.
Yeah, last week he didn't play. And he said he wasn't out, but he just said he wouldn't play, I guess.
Yeah, and I say if Hilaire does not start, I think you start Le'Veon Bell if you have him.
Yeah, definitely. I would start Kelce, Tyreek.
Yeah.
Hill, maybe Myles Gaskin.
Yeah, maybe. I think the Dolphins and Chiefs have a. The Dolphins have a really good D, and I feel like the Chiefs are going to get shut down a little bit. I mean, I still think the Chiefs are going to win, but I feel like it's going to be better than people expect. So, I'm going to take him 28-21, Chiefs.
I have 17-28, Chiefs.
Yeah, this one could go either way. I think the Dolphins can really win this game.
Yes.
So the next game is the Texans versus the Bears. This one, I don't know. This one's going to be bad.
Some news in the NBA just came in. LeBron and Anthony Davis will not play in Lakers preseason opener.
Yeah, so.
Versus the Clippers.
Now, the Texans, they're pretty big. They're pretty bad, except D. Watt. I mean, Watson.
I mean,
you saw Watson what he did after the game. He was like crying, but
yeah.
I mean, I think this was still. I think this will still be a really good game.
Yeah. I also think for your starters, if you have Kiki Coutee, I think you start him. He coming off a big receiving game last week.
And they usually, they sometimes run the ball like a jet sweep with him.
Yeah.
He's fast. So, on the Bears side, I don't even know who they're going to start at QB. I think they're going to start Mitch Trubisky.
Especially because Brandon Cooks is questionable and Randall Cobb is out.
And, of course, what's his name? Will Fuller's suspended.
Yes. So, week two of next year's game.
And the Texans versus Bears, Bears, they still have Allen Robinson. I say you still start Allen Robinson and, what's that running back's name for the Bears?
David Montgomery?
Yeah, he came off a really big game, too.
He just didn't get any of the touchdowns because they got robbed because Cordell Patterson was just running in.
Yeah, and I don't think you start Patterson.
Yeah, you don't.
He's an on and off guy, so I'm thinking.
And
yeah, you can go ahead.
Also, you might want to start Darnell Mooney with the terrible cornerbacks against the Texans. Bradley Roby, not what he used to be at all.
I'm gonna say the Texans are winning 13-10 here.
I think I'm gonna go 28-17 Texans, I believe.
Yeah. And next game, I feel like this one, one team's coming off a big win and one team coming off not a very good, they're coming off a loss here. That's the Cardinals versus the Giants.
I don't know about this game. It says the unproductive Kyler Murray for the past 3 weeks, not very productive. He got that one open play touchdown against Dan Arnold. Daniel Jones is back for this game, or questionable, I believe.
Yeah, I think the Giants should start Colt McCoy after that big win against the Seahawks. I mean, the Cardinals, I mean, you saw what they did with DK Metcalf, James Bradbury just shut him down. I mean, I believe that's what James Bradbury is going to do to D-Hop, too. But you can't sit D-Hop and you can't sit Kyler Murray. So you got to start both.
Yeah. I also think Wayne Gallman gonna have a big game against this Cardinals defense. Not very.
Yeah, again, he's productive. Gonna have a big game. He has.
Yeah.
And
a lot of big open runs, probably.
Yeah, and maybe look at a guy, Andy Isabella, or Christian Kirk, one of those two.
On the waiver wire, they might be available. Yeah, pick them up.
I doubt Christian Kirk's available, but and Isabella might be there. So
also Alfred Morris, he's the red zone back or the goal line back for the Giants. If you want to get some points with touchdowns, I'd go with him.
Yeah. So I just got some news on the Jets. We're gonna get to that game, but Crowder is on the IR.
Ooh.
So that's a big loss for the Jets.
That's a big loss for the Jets now. But what injury does he have?
It says he has a calf issue. But we'll get to that game. So I'm going to take the Giants here. I'm going to say 17-10. I'm taking the Giants.
I'm saying a game-winning drive at the end of the fourth quarter. I got Cardinals here going with a 35-28 win.
I mean, I don't really want the Giants to win, but I think they're going to pull off another good win.
Okay.
So, the next game, I got the Cowboys versus the Bengals. I mean, didn't they move this game, or was that next week?
That's next week, I believe. I'll check.
Yeah, I think they moved next week. Because they're playing the 49ers next week.
Oh, yeah.
The Cowboys, I mean, came off they could have had a closer game against the Ravens. And the Bengals are coming off a loss, which Bengals, they don't have an excuse. Well, either team don't have an excuse. They both have their starting QB out.
Well, the Bengals just got their second string quarterback hurt last game.
Brandon Allen?
Yeah, I believe so.
So Ryan Finley will be coming out?
I think so.
And Cowboys, I mean,
terrible defense.
Dak got hurt a couple weeks. Well, beginning of the season, pretty much. Long time ago. And season-ending injury. So, they won't have him back. But this will be a good game. Both of these teams kind of want to lose here. They don't want to win because they want a good draft pick. But that's just a joke. But I think this one's a tough one because they're both horrible.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Cowboys just because of the offensive line of the Bengals. I think it's terrible. Chidobe Awuzie and Anthony Brown are questionable. Chidobe Awuzie is now on COVID list. And now Ezekiel Elliott's questionable. Limited on practice on Wednesday.
Yeah, so what's the score you're taking it?
Oh, I'm taking 21-17 Cowboys.
I'm taking 21-17 Bengals.
Okay.
The next game, I got the Colts versus the Raiders. This one, they're both coming off of wins, but Raiders is not really a good win. And yeah. So,
I have the Colts. What about you?
I think I have the Raiders here.
Now, is Josh Jacobs back this week?
I think he will be back, but he's still questionable, but who knows what he can. I just think Raiders, they do better against better teams.
Mm-hmm. Now, the Colts defense is deadly. They have DeForest Buckner,
Leonard.
Gabriel Sheard, Leonard.
I love Leonard.
Xavier Rhodes, yeah, Malik Hooker.
Their D is probably top five, but I still think the Raiders, those Raiders, they want to make the playoffs, which I think they will make the playoffs, but this one's going to be close. But I might change my choice here after like what you said. So what's your score?
I got 28-24.
Yeah, I'm gonna change my pick to Colts. 31-24. The Raiders, I hope they win, but I have a feeling that the Colts D is just gonna shut them down.
Yeah.
Alright, so Jets versus the Seahawks. Now we just heard that Crowder is out, so who knows what he's gonna do. He's on the IR, so he's probably out for this week, so that's definitely a big loss.
Now Chris Carson, I'm gonna start him here. This Jets defense is pretty bad.
Yeah.
I'm gonna start DK Metcalf, Russell Wilson, every player really, Tyler Lockett.
Pretty much every player that is a starter that on your team that really you start every week.
Yeah.
Like Metcalf, Lockett, Carson, Russell.
Now on the Jets side, I don't think you start anyone really.
Mm-mm.
I would have started Jameson Crowder, but
I mean,
you could start Perryman here.
Yeah, was really surprised that Ty Johnson guy did come in. I had him actually in one of my leagues just for fun. Just picked a random Jet guy up, and he scores pretty good points up for a backup running back on the Jets.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he still sucks, but you need to keep an eye out on him this week.
I believe Sam Darnold has more interceptions than the games played this year. Russell Wilson has 11. So, that's a lot.
How many does Carson Wentz have?
Wait, what?
How many does Carson Wentz have?
We'll check that. Should we just go over that game right now?
No, we'll just... Alright, so we just gotta do our score in Jets versus Hawks.
I got Seahawks 28, Jets 7.
Yeah, I got the Seahawks 28-3.
Okay.
So... Next game, the Packers versus the Lions. This is a divisional game. I mean, I believe the Lions made a smart decision firing Matt Patricia. They played really well without Matt Patricia. So, I feel like this is still a blowout, but what about you?
Yeah, I got 38-14 Packers.
Yeah, I'm going to take a little closer game. I'm going to take 31-21.
Okay, Packers. Let's see. Adrian Peterson is the lead rusher for the Lions this week.
Yeah, so next game we got the Falcons versus the Chargers. I mean, let's just take it back to the line. Stafford, I don't really know if you should start him.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It depends.
Who your quarterback. If your quarterback is Carson Wentz, yeah, you start him. But
he's not even playing. Jalen Hurts is.
So, I just... And if it's... It's hard to say, but
yeah. And
maybe if Kenny Golladay plays, start him.
Yeah. We got a new guest coming in here, Zach Smith. So Zach, we're on the Atlanta Falcons versus the Los Angeles Chargers game.
All right, so Falcons, I think. They're coming off a close game against the Saints. I think they're bringing momentum from that game.
Yeah, Ridley, Julio Jones, Matt Ryan, possibly. If you want to start them, I believe they are very good people to start. Maybe not Matt Ryan.
I don't like Matt Ryan, but the Chargers just got also 45-0 loss.
Herbert. Keenan Allen, that's what I got right there. You can start Eckler, but I wouldn't. What about you?
Yeah, I would start those two.
Zach Smith, what do you got?
So, start Herbert, and don't start Matt Ryan.
Okay. Score prediction, I got 35-14 Falcons.
I got 31-18 Chargers.
I have 28-31 Chargers in OT.
Hmm.
All right, then the next game, you got the Washington football team versus the 49ers. Now, one team's coming off a humongous win, and one team's coming off a loss here. So,
Nick Mullins versus Alex Smith.
Yeah, but I think you start Alex Smith here. I mean, that is a penalty according to
Sad. Now, I think you also start him, but also Logan Thomas.
Yes, Logan Thomas is a big pickup if he's there in some of your leagues.
Yeah. Terry McLaurin. Yeah.
I mean, Antonio Gibson might be out, but I feel like they made a good transition to Peyton Barber.
Mm-hmm.
And J.D. McKissick. Now, on the 49ers side, this is just a mess, I think.
Their defense and possibly Ayuk. Yeah. Ayuk's been getting a lot of attention.
Their whole team just all hurt. So, if they had everyone, I would take the 49ers, but I'm taking the football team here.
Yep. I got 35-24. 35-24.
I got 34-18.
I got 28-10 football team because it's no Jimmy G.
Next game, Eagles-Saints.
Eagles-Saints?
Jalen Hurts, now the starter in this game against a pretty good Saints defense here. Taysom Hill, also a very good player. I think you start Eagle receivers. Probably Miles Sanders will get a lot of carries since the rookie Jalen Hurts is in. Also start Kamara, Michael Thomas, and Taysom Hill. That's what I got right there.
Yeah. I agree with you, Blake. No one on the Eagles you should start. I don't. Makes a big deal about how Hurts is going to change his offense. It's really not going to change.
I mean, you
it.
Can start Wentz and get, like, minus 50 points.
He's not even snapping the ball once.
Oh, yeah, right. Jalen Hurts, that guy. Yeah.
So, I just think Eagles, good luck next year.
Yeah.
So what are your scores? What are your scores?
I'm going to take 31-0, Saints.
I'm going to go 38-10.
Then I go with 42-13.
Woo! Okay. All right, next game we got the Steelers versus the Bills. This one's a good one. I still have the Steelers taking another loss here.
Yep, I have the Steelers taking another loss coming off a huge loss against the football team. Doesn't really affect their record or their playoff spot, really, but I don't know. I think you start Deontay Johnson and Big Ben here.
Yeah, I think you start Claypool, too.
On the Bills side of the ball, probably just Josh Allen, and you can actually start Cole Beasley. He's very underrated this year.
And Stephon Diggs.
Yeah,
I'm taking this as a high-scoring game, 31-28, Bills.
Now, I got, like, a mediocre scoring game, medium, and I have 21-17 Bills.
I have 17-14 Pittsburgh.
Ooh. Okay. Next game, we got the Ravens versus the Browns. This is a huge game. I think whoever wins this game is going to the playoffs.
I don't know. They got a two-game lead. Yes. I think Marquise Brown and Lamar Jackson, and you could start Gus Edwards here, coming off, I think it's seven carries for 103 yards against a terrible Dallas Cowboys defense.
Yeah. I think you start everyone on the Ravens that you usually do.
101 yards, sorry.
And Brown, don't start Baker Mayfield. You saw his cycle. His cycle is horrible. He does not do anything. He sucks. And that's pretty much it I got for the Browns. even though that they just came off a big win, he still sucks.
Mm-hmm. I believe I agree with you. Nick Chubb, you could start Donovan Peoples-Jones here. I don't really know if you should, but you could if you really want to, if you, like, need.
I just want to say something. Keep an eye on Rashard Higgins.
Yeah, definitely. Also, keep an eye on Jarvis Landry.
Yeah, so that's it for today, but we're all going to say our game of the week. So, Blake, you're up first.
Oh, definitely Steelers-Buffalo here.
All right, I'll say the Colts versus the Raiders.
Steelers-Bills.
All right, so thanks for listening to this, and check out our Instagram, Sports on Sports. Peace out.
See ya.